I'm Sherry Preston. In a few hours, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin will deliver the biggest speech of her career when she accepts the Republican vice presidential nomination. The man who selected her to serve on the Republican ticket has now arrived in St. Paul. Senator John McCain sat down for an exclusive interview with ABC's Charles Gibson, saying a few minutes ago of the selection process by which he chose Palin.
She has been vetted by the people of the state of Alaska, but most importantly, people in America want change. They don't want somebody from inside the Beltway. They want people who will come and stand up for change and do whatever is necessary.
McCain accepts the nomination tomorrow night. President Bush visited storm-damaged areas of Louisiana today. There's ABC's Alex Stone.
The president's stop was quick. He was unable to get out of his motorcade to inspect damage in Baton Rouge because of an afternoon thunderstorm. But during a visit to an emergency operations center, he told Louisiana's governor Americans are praying for those whose lives have been turned upside down and that the federal government stands ready to help.
The president told a packed emergency command center in Baton Rouge that things were much better coordinated than they were with Katrina. Now that Gustav is gone from the Gulf, Hannah is expected to reach hurricane strength by the weekend. It's likely to hit South Carolina early on Saturday. Airline travelers got a bit of a break this summer.
If you were traveling in July, airlines got you to your destination on time nearly 76% of the time. That's better than in June or in July a year ago. But the Department of Transportation says the first 7 months of this year overall had the third worst on-time arrival record in the 14 years of record keeping, with fewer than 74% of flights arriving on time.
ABC's Lisa Stark says the airlines continue to struggle economically and expect to lose more than $5 billion worldwide this summer. Checking the markets just before the close, Dow up 22, NASDAQ down 13. You're listening to ABC News.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-333-9191. That's 866-333-9191. Not available in all states.
In a final report, government scientists have determined that very small children could suffer ill effects from a chemical commonly used in plastics. ABC's Luis Schiavone in Washington, however, says health officials caution there's not enough evidence to provide a certain link.
In animal studies, the chemical bisphenol A, or BPA, was linked to prostate and brain abnormalities. Fetuses and the very young are most vulnerable. David Shard at the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
BPA can function like a hormone. In fact, it was first tested as an estrogen type of drug. So that's part of the concern, is that it may function as a hormone in people.
BPA has been found in baby bottles, water bottles, and the linings of food cans. Concerned consumers are advised to switch from plastics to glass. Luis Schiavone, ABC News, Washington.
The U.S. says it does not believe that North Korea is trying to rebuild a facility once used to produce plutonium for nuclear weapons. This is State Department spokesman Sean McCormick.
Our understanding is that the North Koreans are moving some equipment around that they had previously put into storage.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice does add, however,
we are expecting North Korea to live up to its obligations, and we will most certainly live up to our obligations.
South Korea says the North has begun restoring its nuclear facilities. Oprah Winfrey taping her season premiere today. As her guests, she invited Michael Phelps and more than 150 other Olympic medal winners. This is ABC News.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
They say the best defense is a good offense. But when it comes to safe driving, GEICO believes a good defense is, well, a good defense. If you're 50 or older and you complete an approved defensive driving course, you could qualify for a special discount on your GEICO car insurance, up to an additional 10%. Wow, sounds more like a defensive savings course.
For details, visit GEICO.com, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Special discount not available in all states.
Sherry Preston, ABC News. KGL Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. Oakland police say they've arrested three suspects in connection with a takeover robbery in the city. They're talking about it at a news conference in about an hour. KGL's John Bristow is there. Fairfield police have recovered at least eight small caliber bullet casings in the area where City Councilman Matt Garcia was shot. They're being analyzed by the Department of Justice. 22-year-old Garcia has been declared brain dead. And Governor Schwarzenegger is urging Californians to contact their lawmakers and demand they do something to end the state's budget stalemate. The budget is 2 months overdue. Traffic, here's Terry Rouse.
Castro Valley car fire, West 580 before Stroh Bridge. Two right lane shut down. San Francisco Van Ness Avenue ramp to northbound 101. Stall blocking a lane. Did you know if you drove 55 instead of 65, you could go about 30 to 60 more miles on a tank of gas? Learn more mileage tips at ChevronWithTechron.com. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thanks, Terry. Lloyd Lindsay Young says continuing high fire danger with low humidity over the north and east bay hills. Otherwise sunny and warm this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome once again to the program. All right, this is interesting to me. You've heard stories like this. Somebody gets arrested, and then they die in custody. They die while they're getting arrested, or they die soon after. What's going on there? Of course, the cops are always blamed for it. I can tell you that there is a syndrome in young men who use cocaine, where they get a sudden outpouring of adrenaline that stops their heart, and the cops often get blamed for it. And even after the cocaine levels have dropped off, that's the only thing I could do, I could come up with to explain it. Well, here's some research in Spain. They investigated 60 cases of sudden unexplained death following police detention. In one third of the cases, death occurred at the point of arrest. The remainder of the death occurred in 24 hours. What's going on here? These are young men. Their average age is 33. They had no previous history of heart disease. Why they died, of course, it's still a mystery, but the researcher here believes that young men in particular experience a surge in blood levels of catecholamines. That's adrenaline. That's a class of drugs adrenaline is in, while under severe stress. And it's like animals. He says this is common. When you capture a wild animal, sometimes the animal just dies suddenly. Says these young males are captured. It's extremely stressful. The level of adrenaline goes up very high, and that can finish them off with ventricular fibrillation. If I gave you a syringe full of adrenaline, pumped it into your blood, your heart would just go just like that. Instead of going boom, beep, 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 it just goes into fibrillation. You can imagine, it's like a vibration. Now, 12 of the victims were drug users, but they say this was not thought to have contributed to their deaths. And the autopsy, of course, doesn't see anything because when the heart just goes, brrr, it doesn't leave any physical evidence. Anyway, that's the theory. All right, we stirred the pot. You remember that story went around the internet? You know, we weren't the only ones. Starting this thing about how the Hummer was more environmentally conscious than the Prius. And, you know, it's been batted around and torn apart and shredded and rebuilt again. Here's another one. I wouldn't have thought that. I would have, because I visited many, many countries and many cities in the world where most people drive scooters and motorcycles instead of automobiles. They get huge gas mileage, they're smaller, etc. Well, this article says that scooters and motorcycles can pollute 90 times as much as an SUV. They named a particular motor scooter bike here, a Yamaha, and found that it emitted 90 times more hydrocarbons than a Dodge Durango. And here are some of the reasons, and then there's a counter argument to be made. The reason they pollute so much is there's less regulation when it comes to these vehicles. Technical and market restrictions make it difficult to pass legislation, cleaning up motorcycle tailpipes. Putting on catalytic converters and emission systems adds weight and cost. And, of course, all the two-strokes. Without getting into how engines work, you know, the standard gasoline engine is a four-stroke engine. You know, compression stroke, exhaust stroke, you guys know all this stuff. Two-stroke engines are inefficient. There's a gas. That's when you add oil into the gasoline, and they stink, and you go to cities in the world where these things are common, and it just really, really is horrible. But when you get down to it, it turns out that there are modern scooters and motorcycles that do have fuel injection and catalytic converters, and the blogs and the comments and the questions afterwards go back and forth and back and forth and says, don't confuse today's thoroughly engineered scooters with yesterday's two strokes or cheap Chinese knockoffs. And they get back into it here because, you know, something that gets 100 miles a gallon, you would think would be good. I can't help but comment on this one. You know, we put that big black box warning on antidepressants, saying that some antidepressants may increase the rate of suicidal thinking among adolescents. And since they did that, it looks like adolescents have used fewer antidepressants, and suicides are up. If this isn't a classic example, if it's indeed true, of unexpected consequences, because I don't know how they could prove that these drugs increase suicidal thinking. It didn't seem to increase suicides, but suicidal thinking, well, you're giving these drugs to the class of kids who are the most at risk. These are depressed kids. After falling for a decade, the rate of suicide among age 10 to 19-year-olds shot up. And that happened when we put that black box warning and people stopped using them. So there's details here need to be worked out. That's in JAMA. And speaking of suicide, here's a separate study, a survey of 26,000 college students. Half of them have thought about suicide at least once. That's just once. Now, I would say that that's normal. For some kids. For some, it's not. Most of us at one time or another have thought the thought, no? 15% of students had seriously considered attempting suicide at some point in their lives. And that over 5% actually made one or more attempts. These are big numbers, friends. So parents, half of your kids in college have thought about it. 15% of them have seriously considered it. So stay in touch. Talk, talk, talk. People who have these non-fatal forms of skin cancer, you know, basal cells, squamous cell carcinomas of your skin, they don't metastasize, they don't kill you, it's not like malignant melanoma. But if you have these, you have twice the risk of developing other types of cancer, which is quite interesting. People with a personal history of non-melanoma skin cancer were two times more likely to develop a subsequent cancer. Even after adjusting for age, obesity, smoking, education, skin type, sun exposure, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe it's your ability to repair DNA in skin cells damaged by radiation. If you're not as good at that task or your body isn't, maybe it's not as good at handling this later on. A lot of people ask me about John McCain and his skin cancers, and he's definitely had these benign ones. But he also, as you know, he had malignant melanoma. And when we talked about this during the primaries, dermatologists in general put their heads together, and I think there was a piece in the New York Times that he has a chance, about 15% of dying from a malignant melanoma, given what he had. So the odds are he'd be fine with that, on top of course, being his age. I can't comment on it more. What can I say? Hey, why do we continue to choose mates who look like our parents? Here's more studies on that. It's maybe because our parents' faces brought us joy and comfort as kids, and now it seems the facial features of our parents provide us with a blueprint for relationship success. Women tend to fall for men who look like their fathers. Men cannot resist women, remind them of mom. It's thought that by modeling our choices of mate on our parents' successful marriage, we may increase our own chances. The classic picture, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, and how he looks like John Voight in his youth. Let's see. Women were in relationships with men. They found that women were in relationships with men bearing a striking similarity to the fathers in terms of nose and jaw shape and size. This is research from Hungary. I had people looking at photographs. Men were drawn to women resembling their moms. Previous research has shown that women born to parents over 30 are more attracted to older faces than those born to younger parents. That's weird. Here's a study examining hair and eye color found that men tend to marry their mothers, women plump, while women plump for partners resembling their fathers. Plump, what a funny word. Phenomenon known as sexual imprinting may have evolved to help youngsters choose compatible mates. I have to think about that. I have to think about all of that. By the way, I don't know, this is kind of funny. Food and milk from the offspring of cloned animals may already have entered the U.S. food supply. Oh, my God, panic. Panic at the grocery. This is according to the FDA. Food and milk from offspring of cloned animals may already have entered the food supply. If there's a ho-hummer out there, I don't know. But they say it's impossible to know. Now, you have to know why that is. Why would it be impossible to know whether food from cloned animals has entered the food supply? Because there is no difference between cloned and conventional products. A cloned animal would just be like an identical twin of an animal. So if you had two cows and they were identical twins giving you milk, would you not drink milk from one of the cows? Now, it's not, they're not supposed to be, but you know how it is out there. We got to be practical, and sometimes there's overlap. Speaking of food, here's a little pushback on, as you know, it started with an L.A. city councilwoman who sponsored a moratorium banning fast food restaurants in poor Los Angeles neighborhoods. As you know, show me that this is going to help. This is how we're going to fight obesity. This is just this is the same group of people who came up with, let's pull public phones out of bad neighborhoods so there won't be any drug dealing. All right? Well, a survey here of residents in these neighborhoods said, no way, I'm not giving up my fried chicken or my tacos or my cheeseburger. What are these people thinking? This isn't nanny government. I have no idea. This is how they're going to fight obesity in low-income communities. It's stupid. It's our body, and we should choose what we put in it. This is a nurse speaking here. And, of course, fast food has been the favorite whipping boy for anti-obesity advocates and lawmakers, et cetera. A target's been put in our backs, say the fast food industry here. And her move, the councilwoman's move, followed a report showing 30% of children living in the district, which has the city's highest concentration of fast food restaurants, are obese, compared with 21% in the rest of L.A. Well, listen, there are many, many studies having to do with poverty, having to do with ethnic groups. Different ethnic groups produce different obesity rates among children because metabolism rates are different. So it's just not fair. It makes no sense. Show me it makes sense, and we'll, you know, we'll go from there. That would make more sense, you know, make more sense to me. And if councilwoman wants to get involved in something important, why don't you look at your neighborhood in this issue? After giving birth in the U.S., a woman is very likely to leave the hospital with the message that breastfeeding is best for her baby and more likely to have a free sample of formula and discount coupons to buy formula for her newborn. Despite the fact the CDC and every major medical group in the world, the American Academy of Pediatrics, American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the World Health Organization, etc. Councilwoman, here you have some support. The American Academy recommends exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months. What percentage of infants in the U.S. are breastfed for 6 months? 11%. Formula sample packs given free to hospitals by formula manufacturers, distributed by hospital staff, undermine breastfeeding. So if you want to help obesity rates in kids, okay, get them on the right start. Do something real. 94% of hospitals acknowledge distributing formula sample packets. What is going on here? I don't understand it. Suppose the hospital's handed out condoms, right? So when your kid grows up to be a teenager, they'd be rioting in the streets. Suppose your local hospital, I don't need to do this, do I? You get it. You get it. New Hampshire, 70% of hospitals do formulas, while all of the hospitals in New Jersey, all of the hospitals in Maryland, Mississippi, West Virginia, District Columbia did so. Is this a good idea? I don't know. Weight Watchers kicking off a program to inspire Americans to lose weight and then help people who are starving. They will donate the cost of a pound of food for every pound its members lose. And by the way, it's about similar. There are 1.6 billion overweight people in the world and close to a billion who are underfed. It's a perfect swap. Perfect swap. We could just hack the fat off you and send it off. Other countries, fat is very calorigenic and very nutritious in that particular way. Speaking of fat kids, here, Councilwoman, here's another one for you. Poor children in the United States get fat because their mothers are stressed out and youngsters seek escape and unhealthy comfort food. The stress is rooted in poverty, can be brought on by money woes, workloads, insufficient health insurance, and other factors. This is University of Illinois study. I know, Councilwoman, we don't look at studies. We don't look at data and objective information when we come up with public policy. They looked at that in 1,000 families at the poverty line. Cumulative stress experienced by the child's mother was a determinant of child being overweight. Children in stressed homes where there were plentiful food were more likely to be overweight or obese than those living in stressed situations where food was scarce. Quite simple. And the toughest one of the day, I can't do the details on this, but the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, look it up. They want you to communicate to your kids about non-coital sexual activities. You know what they are, I know what they are, and how you can catch STDs from these non-coital sexual activities that the kids are into. And we're talking herpes, warts, hepatitis, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and which particular sex acts are the most dangerous, because they're the ones that kids are doing. And they get into everything from sex toys to sex acts you're not going to want to discuss with your kids, but the school's not going to, right? All right, we come back. Single ladies out there looking for a mate. You might want to do a DNA test here. We are talking about testing the genes of a potential mate and what you might find. New research on fidelity in a man's genetics. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. We'll be right back.
Soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, they're headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. Non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Call 866-455-TURN. Learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
Call 866-455-TURN or visit turntohelp.com and click on Locate a Physician.
No one can stop all identity theft. That's why LifeLock and their $1 million service guarantee is so important. With LifeLock's guarantee, you'll never be out a penny of your own money or a minute of your own time because of identity theft. Don't wait. Protect yourself and those you love right now by calling 800-440-4894 or go to LifeLock.com. That's 800-440-4894 or LifeLock.com.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call Geico, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call Geico, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
What if I told you you could magically erase all the flaws in your skin? The acne, the dark circles, rosacea, birthmarks, any imperfection. Hi, I'm Lisa Givens, and I want to tell you about my revolutionary corrective cosmetic called Sheer Cover that you can try for yourself free for 30 days. Sheer Cover is guaranteed to give anyone perfect skin instantly. Brush it on and your problems disappear. So grab a pen because in a minute, you're going to hear a phone number to get you started for free. You see, Sheer Cover is different. It's made from minerals that allow your skin to breathe while covering every blemish and imperfection with just the flick of a brush. It leaves your skin flawless, naturally radiant, and luminescent.
To get your free 30-day supply of Sheer Cover, call 1-800-974-8524, and you'll become a believer. For perfect skin in an instant, call 1-800-974-8524. That's 1-800-974-8524. Call now.
Dr. Dina Dell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. Woohoo!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Okay, let's see here. I am dying to ask Heather, but maybe I'll wait till I do the story about out there looking. What's the polite way of saying this? You're out there hunting? No, not hunting.
As a
single woman, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have a nice blood test? You could take the guy's blood test and know exactly. Oh, we're giving away the whole story here. How likely he is to cheat. And how happy he'll be in the relationship. I mean, this is extraordinary.
Listen, seriously, you're onto something, because if I had a crystal ball for the last three guys I went out with, that would have been very helpful. I'll call you. What? Oh my God.
Heather, you had a crystal ball. It's me. You just didn't listen. That's all.
Oh, the crystal
Kyle,
ball.
Back me up.
Let me shake
back
it again.
Up,
it says all men are pigs. Okay, good to go.
All right. We'll talk more when we do the study. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, this is Dr. Edel. You're on. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, Dr. Dean. I was wondering what effects high levels of cadmium in drinking water might have behavior.
Well, high levels of get more specific. In other words, I cannot imagine. In other words, when you say a high level, you know, when you really look at the numbers, four parts per billion versus one part per billion. A high level of cadmium would kill you quickly, or truly high level. So where is there cadmium in the water?
In Hartman Creek, I guess a biology teacher dumped motor oil in there for, like, on his driveway, and then this guy bulldozed it and pushed all the contaminated soil right into the creek, and has lead, zinc, copper, cadmium. The waste oil was 770 parts per million.
Mm. 770 part waste oil. Well, of course, and that's going to get diluted down with the water. First of all, the creek. You shouldn't be drinking out of a creek, first of all. So, if anybody, is this in a country or in a city? What kind of environment? What kind of environment is this, Chris? Because you're not supposed to be drinking out of a creek anyway.
Yeah, well, it's almost to the headwaters of a creek in a redwood forest in Boulder Creek.
Okay, right. Well, first of all, in general, as you know, I'll repeat it, you don't drink out of a creek. It would not be a certified water source, and of course that's not good. Now the question is how much cadmium is going to stay in the water, what's going to happen to the oil. Oil and water don't mix. It'll probably wind up in the ocean someplace to add to the cadmium load. So cadmium contamination of water is pretty unusual. It's a very toxic element, but, like, you know, there's a generic thing here. Our bodies... there's probably a trace of every toxic element known to man in our bodies, right? We're all still carrying around, you know, part per billion, trillion DDT long after it, you know, it was, we stopped the use. And the question is, how much of it can our bodies tolerate and how much becomes dangerous? And that's the game, because it does seem you can have a certain amount of these substances in your body and it doesn't matter. And then there's a certain amount and it upticks a little bit in rates of disease. And that's the most difficult place, because a little bit of an uptick, is that worth the technology that we have because from all these toxic elements? Sometimes there's no excuse. You got to do it. Sometimes there is. And we learn as we go. And then there's a level where absolutely don't drink the water because it's toxic and it could kill you. So without anybody giving me a specific number of how much is in, quote, their drinking water, it's hard to answer. But that's not good. You know, you see signs in some neighborhoods. I see all over the place, because a lot of people dump everything down the little sewer by their, you know, the front curb. And that all goes to the water. You know, that goes someplace very, very important. So I think it's really important to, you know, if we all pitch in together, you know, we can help with that, because, you know, Mother Ocean can only handle so much of this stuff before it comes back to bite us in the food chain, because we eat food out of the ocean, and you know the whole situation with mercury and fish, and so cadmium can definitely be an industrial contaminant that can come back to bite us, all right? All right, I blew the whole thing, but when we come back, I will tell you the results of this very interesting study about when you're picking a man, ladies, you might want to know his genes, because there may be something here that you'll want to know. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Stay tuned.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. John McCain has arrived in St. Paul, where tonight he's scheduled to claim the Republican presidential nomination. The Arizona senator stepped off his campaign plane dubbed Straight Talk Express. He was greeted by his wife, his running mate Sarah Palin, and her family, including her pregnant daughter and the 17-year-old husband-to-be, Levi. Fairfield City leaders have gathered at John Muir Medical Center in Walnut Creek this morning, where City Councilman Matt Garcia is expected to remove from life support later today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained nearly 16 points. The S&P fell 2.5. The NASDAQ fell 15.5. Sunny and warm today, hot inland, continued high fire danger with low humidity and wind over the East Bay Hills, clear and mild tonight. I'm Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
Is your debt getting bigger? Are you falling behind on your bills and receiving collection calls? Well, it's not your fault. Millions of Americans are buried in credit card debt because of a job loss, divorce, medical bills, or just bad luck. But now there's a way you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. Call Credit Guard of America today for free information, and you'll learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half, lower or even eliminate your interest rates, and stop the collection calls once and for all. For free information, call 1-800-710-1136.
We owed $25,000 to the credit card companies. This year, we're going to be debt-free.
Credit Guard of America won't just help you get debt-free. We'll even show you how to improve your credit status.
They helped me pay off 10 credit cards and rebuild my credit rating.
Call us today to learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half and get debt-free. For free information, call 1-800-710-1136. That's 1-800-710-1136.
/signature.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code Cisco to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, Cisco, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Energy Ogden team, get in that house and waste some energy.
No problem. It's got leaky windows and no attic insulation.
This house is under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
You have the power to get rid of energy hogs.
Someone's home!
And he's got energy efficient light bulbs.
Go to energyhog.org for fun games and lots of hog busting tips.
Energyhog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Available at Sears.
Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk about it. The same gene that affects a rodent's ability to mate for life may affect human marriages. This is research from the United States and Sweden. Men carrying a common variation of a gene involved in brain signaling were more likely to be in unhappy marriages than men with the other version. they're not sure what the genetic changes do to a man's behavior. In other words, you know, can you tell by looking at him? Other research says it has to do with the ability to communicate and empathize. They never looked at infidelity in the study at all. What they have been focused on is how strongly men bond to their partners. Now, they have been intrigued by previous research that showed one genetic difference seen to explain why one species of a particular animal formed strong pair bonds for life while another mated promiscuously. That's where it started. So they looked at 500 pairs of twins, these are humans, and their spouses. That detailed measures of parent and child relationships, marriage, personality, mental health among middle-class Swedish people. They tested the blood of the men in the study, looking for a gene that's similar in humans and animals called AVPR1A. It helps explain why these animals are monogamous and ones who live in the mountains are not. The gene affects a brain chemical called arginine vasopressin. Now, I should tell you that vasopressin and oxytocin, there's similarities. And oxytocin is that bonding chemical, you know. This is a chemical that causes labor in women, causes breast milk to come out. It's produced at orgasm. It's a really interesting deal here. And it has a lot other things it has to do with retaining water and blood pressure. That's vasopressin specifically. Anyway, in humans, studies show that variation is gene are linked with aggression, age at first intercourse, and altruism. Another study suggested a link with autism. They found that men with a gene variant known as 334 earned low scores on their partner bonding scale and were less likely to be married at all. Men carrying two copies of this were twice as likely to have a marital crisis in the past year. Their wives were much more likely to report dissatisfaction with their marriage. 15% of the men carrying this particular gene reported marital crisis. 34% of the men carrying two copies reported marital crisis. So you want to go out there and do an AVPR1A test on any potential mate? Is that going to be covered by insurance? I guess that's that's the issue, Heather. So I got the address of the lab in Sweden. So if you find somebody, you know, get the blood sample before the first date. I mean, that's all.
Okay. Go to Sweden. That sounds like fun.
There you go. Just go.
Swedish guys. Hey.
Yeah. Not bad. All right, let's see. Let's talk to Kirk in Oklahoma. How you doing, Kirk?
I'm doing great. Heard on a recent show there was a young girl that had a real problem with sweating, and I know that feeling. I had suffered from it for like 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, tried the Botox, you know, itchy stuff. I mean, everything else I could think of to quit it. I ended up going to a psychiatrist to find out what was wrong with my wife, and turns out that I had a lot of narcissistic tendencies. And I was comparing myself to other people all the time, and as a result, that was causing all that nervousness that was ending up in sweating. So after a couple of years of therapy, I've gotten to the point where, you know, I don't sweat. I actually enjoy people. So, you know, it's, you know, sometimes can be, you know, a psychological problem that it may not be physiological.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Wow, what an interesting, Kirk, very interesting, interesting story. Because one of the things that, the first thing you do with people who have sweaty hands, because that's what bothers people the most, then there's, you know, generalized sweating, and you talk to these people, and they'll tell you when they're in social situations, when they're in business situations, it's worse. And then the more nervous they get, the more they sweat. That's where the expression comes, no sweat, right? So it definitely is known that for certain areas of the body, sweating can be a response to psychological stress. And you mentioned the narcissism thing. Of course, to measure ourselves against other people isn't exactly narcissistic. There are extreme forms of it. And I want to really generalize your appraisal of this to everybody because we all do this. We all fear embarrassment. We all, you know, the most common way to induce stress, I've said this before, if you're a scientist and you want to do an experiment on stress, how do you stress human beings that's ethical? Well, you tell people that in 10 minutes you're going to have to give a speech in front of a bunch of strangers. And here is the subject of the speech. You don't know anything about the speech. Or they give you a little one sheet that you can fake your way through it. Standing up and giving a speech in front of a group of people is the most stress-inducing thing you can do. And you can make it worse by saying all these people are experts in the field and that if you don't do well and get a rating over 4, we're going to take away your car, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a human thing, that we measure ourselves, that we compete, that we get embarrassed, that we put pressure on ourselves, and certainly with any narcissistic tendencies, that could get worse. Do you sweat all over the place, or was hand sweating worse, or what kind of sweating were you doing?
On my face, which, you know, was horrible, you know, especially when you're trying to do sales or a presentation.
Right. Did everything work out with your wife? I can go back to the other subject here.
It keeps getting better. I mean, it's amazing. You know, when you become a better person, your spouse suddenly becomes nicer.
No, I know it. At its extreme forms, you know, narcissism is really hard to live with and hard to see. And I don't know how bad you had it, but these were folks who think the world revolves around them. And they are really inside. A good psychiatrist or psychologist will find that there is a lot of distortion in terms of self and others and how we measure ourselves. And the extremes we'll go to do that. So really great. Love your story. Made a really good point. All right, Tom, this is Dr. Dill. Welcome to the program.
Hi, doctor. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I'm 36 years old. Doctor tells me I'm hypertensive with a blood pressure of 138 over 90. And they want to put me on ACE inhibitors. Had a friend tell me today ACE inhibitors aren't bad, but there's another slightly more expensive prescription medicine called ARBS. that has less lower side effects, and wanted your opinion on the use of those two medicines, one versus the other, and how effective really reducing salt in your diet can be. My doctor told me only about 5 to 10% of people respond to reduced salt.
Okay, let's talk about it. I in general don't like to get involved in which drug is better than which drug in a particular case, you know, because there are factors that might make a doctor tend towards wanting to use one versus the other. But the generic part of this, namely, you're a young guy and you got high blood pressure and it's good that you got it picked up early. I mean, that's a very positive deal. I always tell people the following. If you've got a diagnosis of blood pressure, the first thing I would do would be going out and get myself a blood pressure cuff and start taking it at home, because the numbers are hard to come by, but in terms of serious white coat hypertension, 15-30% of you may have it, so that may cure it right there. Second, it's the avoidance of sodium, not salt. A lot of doctors tell people to avoid salt, and that's not complete information, right? I've told you many times, salted popcorn, salted peanuts, salted taco chips are better for you than white bread, chocolate pudding, and all kinds of other products that have sodium citrate, sodium calcite, sodium this, sodium that. So sodium salts are what you're after. Sodium, look where the sodium is. And I would up the figure. The doctor was correct in terms of serious sensitivity, 5%, 10%. I would put it up around 20% if you get really good at avoiding sodium. Lose some weight, get some exercise, and then see where you are. And if that doesn't do it, then you'll be on drugs for the rest of your life. And I start with the most benign drugs first. Doctors have gone back to the old diuretics, actually, instead of the new fancy ones as a first line of treatment, and then see how you are. All right, I got to run them over, going over the schedule here. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. We're coming right back.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-507-7991 for your free tape. Call 1-800-507-7991. 1-800-507-7991.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
810.
Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, let's talk to Roy. How you doing, Roy? Welcome.
Very good, thank you.
Okay, sir.
I have a question about mucus. It just keeps coming and coming. And, you know, a doctor recommended some Mucinex. Well, it relieves it a little bit, but if I don't take it, then start talking, or if, even if I'm singing or something, it just comes up, chokes me off. And then you have to kind of cough it up to get it out.
Well, we got to find out what that is. You know, there's one thing. I mean, mucus is, we got to talk about it. Mucus is absolutely essential to life. You could not live without mucus. Now, you don't sit down to a glass full of it and drink it. It's just that your body makes it to protect mucous membranes, which lines everything. Your intestinal tract, your respiratory tract, everything is lined with mucous membranes. And mucus is, it's got carbohydrate in it and protein in it, mucopolysaccharides that are actually quite interesting substances, because what happens is that it is, water doesn't exactly destroy it, and it does protect very effectively, even under, because, I mean, water will dissolve it if you push it a little, but it's not strictly an oil, so it's not an oil-water mixture. What I'm afraid of is I hear folks like you, and yes, there are conditions that produce a lot of mucus, respiratory conditions, asthma may produce more of it, etc., but you got to make sure you're talking about mucus and not about an exudate that's coming from something going wrong in your lungs or your upper respiratory tract. And there are medications that can dry you out, that will fight the mucus. Some people are just bothered by it and they have a normal amount, and I don't know how to factor that in. Some people, they just get into a habit of clearing their throats a lot, and maybe that irritation produces a little more mucus. So your body senses, oops, irritation, I'll make more mucus to block the irritation. So I don't know. I don't know how to go about it, to tell you the truth. It really depends on the diagnosis. Mucinex is fine, but on a chronic basis, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with it. If you, every once in a while, you cough up a little mucus, it's normal. It's there to help, you know, protect the lining of respiratory tract by gathering dust and foreign matter sticks to it. So I just want to make sure you don't have a disease and don't have an infection in your lung. That's the best thing I could tell you. All right, let's talk to John. How you doing, John? Welcome to the program.
Good. How are you, Dr. Dean?
I'm fine, sir.
Yeah, I have a question. I have a beautiful 13-year-old daughter who was very loving, caring, and up until the past, say, 8 months, that was the case. And now
we found out that she has started sneaking out and has actually been having sexual intercourse with random boys. And I'm wondering, is there some kind of medical thing that could be causing this? You know, it's we're at our wit's end. We're going to counseling, and
absolutely
that's going nowhere. So,
well, listen. Whenever there is a sudden, first of all, 13 years of age, I'm presuming she's in or gone through, and maybe your wife would know more about this, puberty. And that hits kids at different ages. And when kids hit puberty, their hormones turn on and they have sexual thoughts, and that's it. So this idea of giving kids sex education at one particular age is nonsense because it hits them all very differently. But I'll tell you something I would warn you against. Counseling is absolutely the thing to do. It is inappropriate for young girls to be having, quote, you know, random sex at that age. A psychologist could sit here all day long and tell us about self-esteem issues, about all kinds of things that are going on. But you've noticed, here's what I'm going to pick up on. You've noticed a personality change in your daughter. And what I and so many other parents have missed in the past is any time there is a personality change in your child, the first thing you think of is drugs. That's all. I'm just telling you, I'm not saying it's 9 out of 10 times, but it's one of the warning signs that too many parents ignore. And I'll tell you something else. Shrinks are horrible at this. I cannot tell you the stories I've heard of shrinks seeing kids for years and years and years. If they're not attuned, if they're not smart, they're going to miss it. And kids who use drugs don't tell their shrinks. So kids who are also a young girl who is out having sex prematurely is at a very high risk for substance abuse. That's just statistically. It does not mean your daughter is. I would absolutely drug test her. So I would put that at the head of the class. And then in counseling, when you say it's not going anywhere, I would let her have some counseling on her own. I mean, she's not going to talk to you guys. And you say family counseling, I assume that's what it is. There's something here that's being lost, and she might need some counseling separately. And you got to draw the wagons around this, because it's not so much that sex, and I hope she's protecting herself, you know, is a horrible thing. It's just a marker. It's a marker for something else going on in this child. And that's what you want to get to the bottom of before she does herself, significant harm. So there's a couple of fundamental things you need to address at the top, and there could be a million other things going on. You describe her as a happy, healthy kid up until this point, and so that's why I'm picking up on those other things. All right? All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800.
I know, being a college freshman is supposed to be tough, but let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m. And then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus. Then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch. Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology. Pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Play ball!
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave is about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his nasty fastball. No, instead of a fastball, Dave will be hurling a tomato.
And the pitch.
Ooh.
Using tomatoes as baseballs won't go over well with anyone. But if you're looking to hit the ball further and throw better, eating a healthy diet that includes fruits and vegetables is a home run. Packed with nutrients, they could help keep your body healthy and strong, giving you the energy you need to hit that grand slam. When you look at it this way, eating tomatoes is playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
With you for life.
Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Kim in Washington. How are you, Kim?
I just had a comment that I remember when I was a teenager, my father thought that I went from being a good little goody two-shoes to getting wild and crazy and having a personality change. And actually, I was kind of depressed and he didn't know it, and I became manic. He thought I was on drugs, and actually I had undiagnosed bipolar disorder.
Oh, so that is so unfortunately so common.
I missed that because it wasn't a psychiatrist or psychologist.
I was talking over you. I want to make sure we hear it correctly. So the therapist missed that all first time round. Is that right?
Correct, because the assumption was I was on drugs or maybe I had other issues.
Yep. Yes, well, that's that's the reason I told him make sure she has her own therapist, and this is all too common. I can't tell you how many times psychiatrists will miss this. I've seen bipolar disease diagnosed in kids who are actually doing meth by psychiatrists treating these kids for years, and I've also seen the opposite, a kid with bipolar being told, the parents being told, this kid must be on drugs. Of course, usually a drug test will pick that up. And bipolar disease, there's lots of sexual acting out and a lot of these things, and this is what... You know, what they've got to look for in this child. And bipolar, especially. Well, how are you doing today, Kim? How old are you now?
Actually still messing with meds and adjusting them after having had a couple kids and everything. It throws things off. But pretty in balance, have a normal life.
Good.
I have a wonderful husband who recognizes when I can recognize when I'm becoming depressed, but when I'm becoming manic, it takes my husband going, you're a little more than happy this week. You're getting out of hand.
Yes, that's it. And that's what confuses people about that condition. Well, thanks for the insight, and I hope our caller is listening, because that's one of the reasons this kid needs to get some direct attention of her own beyond family counseling. And one more warning, shrinks get fooled all the time about drug abuse. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adele. Join us for the next program. Till then, be well.
Hi.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-986-5998. That's 1-800-986-5998. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors.
We've been married a year.
Yep, been in business together for 2 months.
Oh, it's a big move for us, starting a business and everything.
And for our future 9 children.
Oh, our future 2 children.
Look, there are lots of worries in starting a business, but creating an emergency preparedness plan shouldn't be one of them.
Yeah, we needed a plan in case of fire, flood, or cyber attack. I mean, how will we get the business back up and running?
Mm-hmm, because without the business, we could never afford baseball mitts for the 9 kids.
Oh, we went to Ready.gov and downloaded everything we needed to create a plan. I mean, Ready.gov has free templates, checklists, and more.
Yeah, without Ready.gov, I could easily get old before my time.
Mm-hmm.
The furrowed brow, nervous twitch.
But because of Ready.gov, we have one less thing to worry about.
Groupie shoulders.
Oh, stop it.
Go to ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Ready.gov. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
Today.
I'm Gil Gross. We are live at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. Lots to talk about today. It's Sarah Palin Day here on